Virginia 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because it's Open Line Wednesday. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. We depend upon you calling in so we can have a conversation. Otherwise, I'll just be rambling on here. So our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about tonight. But before we came out, I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal about the fact that China is beginning to become a gold setter. And China is basically buying up gold. They bought up more gold than anybody else last year. India traditionally has been the largest buyer of gold. But last year, China bought up about 1,200 tons of gold. Now, when we talk about tons of gold, you have to have some sort of a framework. There are about somewhere between 80 and 90 tons of gold in the entire world. That's all there is. The United States, pardon me, between 800 and 900 tons of gold. That's all the gold that there really is out there. And suddenly, the United States has about 8,000 tons of gold, and China bought up 1,000 tons just this last year, 1,200 tons. India bought up a little less than 1,000 tons. But China obviously is working to become the major setter of finance in the world today. And there's no question about that. They've changed their whole structure of their society. It's almost built in many ways like a capitalist society, and it's ruled by a dictatorship at the top, just like ours is ruled by a dictatorship at the top. And basically, we have the Trilateral Commission, CFR, that really controls the government. And they have the Communist Party over there and the Communist Party. And certainly, our leaders work hand in glove. In fact, basically, it was people here in the United States that brought the communists to power following World War II, and most people have forgotten what happened at that time. But following World War II, of course, the nationalist Chinese wanted to set up a democratic government. The Chinese communists wanted a communist government. So we put an embargo onto the nationalist Chinese so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. And then, of course, we'd given massive amounts of military supplies to the Russians. And they suddenly turned over not only all the supplies we had sent to the Russians, but then, of course, at the end of the war, the Russians came into the war 5 days before it ended, and they simply took control of all the Japanese war material. Suddenly, all the Japanese tanks and rifles and ammunition and artillery, and they turned that over to the Chinese communists. So the Chinese communists had a wonderfully well-armed army, and the allies, the nationalist Chinese, had absolutely nothing. In fact, if you've never heard of the 4-CD set we have on China, it's fascinating because we actually interviewed a gentleman who was actually there, or actually you could hear him telling the story. He was in China at the time of the communist takeover, and the Chinese didn't defeat the nationalists. Basically, what happened was that the The nationalists were retreating about 3 weeks ahead of the Chinese because they had nothing to fight with. What put an embargo on that? We brought the Chinese communists to power, and then we feigned to oppose them. There's a small group that controls our government, controls their government. They're all working together, but we can't tell the American people that. Nor can we tell them they're all energized by the same demonic forces. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines if we want to hear from you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Arthur Stan. It's open lines, and it's up to you to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, of course, what the average American doesn't understand is we're doing everything we can to build up communist China. We've given them favorable, extra favorable tariff situations. They have tariffs and do everything they can to keep America from being able to export our products to them, and we certainly have opened our borders and allowed them just to flood us with all sorts of cheap products, and they put out a lot of cheap products, and amazing, and a lot of them are pretty good. Quality overall is pretty good, and basically so many of the electronic things we buy today are made in communist China, and we've transferred literally millions of American jobs overseas. We've transferred about 5 million manufacturing jobs. There's 12 to 50 16 million manufacturing jobs in America today. We used to have a lot more than that, but there were 12 or 15,000. We've transferred about a third of those overseas to other countries, and we do that certainly by giving special tax breaks to the American corporations that will move overseas. So if you're an American corporation and you move overseas, first of all, you don't have to put up with all the harassment that they have here in the United States and all the various government regulations and the Environmental Protection Agency and global warming and all of these various agencies. Now, of course, Obamacare on top of that. But the biggest thing is the corporate tax structure. And what people really don't know, and unless you listen to our program, is we've designed the tax structure to almost force American corporations to go overseas, because if they go overseas, they don't have to pay American corporate tax, which is one of the highest in the world. It's 35%. So if you move overseas, you don't pay any American corporate tax, then you can keep all the money you make overseas, Whereas if, of course, you stay in America, you've got to pay about 35%. So there's a real incentive. We've given the companies the incentive to move overseas. We're doing everything we can to basically to shift our industry and our manufacturing overseas. Now, they can't tell the American people that. You've got to think that these things are just happening by accident or, oh, shucks, we made another mistake. No, the leaders we have, certainly one political party, is made up of the Republicrats and basically a wide presence is the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. And if you certainly, if you go into the background, certainly Jimmy Carter had over 280 members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission in key positions in his government, his administration. And Ronald Reagan was very, very critical of that. And when Ronald Reagan became president, he had about 280 members, over 280 members of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. In his administration, the same was true, of course, for the Clinton administration and the Gore, the first and second Bush administrations. It really doesn't matter. You have one group. And their ultimate goal is one world government. Now, of course, they have a couple of other goals, but they're secret. Most people don't know about it. They basically, there are perhaps 100 people at the very top of this whole thing that really are manipulating the whole thing. There are a lot of people to join this without understanding that the Council on Foreign Relations is a subversive organization, and so is the Trilateral Commission. And these people have sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution when they go to work. And then, of course, they do everything they can to undermine it and to bring about this one world government and undermine our Constitution. Because, of course, when we go into the world government, it's the end of freedom as we know it. And yet, of course, behind all of this are the powerful spiritual forces that have guided the course of civilization from its inception. But basically, we're doing everything we can to raise the living standards in China, and they are going up. And to lower the living standards here in America, and the average worker is making less today than he did in 2007. And we've lost about, well, over 5 million manufacturing jobs here in America, and it's only going to get worse. But somebody has got to tell the American people, because certainly the people, most of the people on the major media, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, they know what's going on, but they're being very well paid, and they know they would be fired if they told the truth, which is why I do what I do, and hope we have at least some of you out there that are learning and then telling others that we are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a truly demonically inspired group whose goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. And when you understand that they want a world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and you understand the spiritual force that drives these people and has driven them since their inception, why it all begins to make sense. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's open lines, and I want to hear from you because we don't have anything specifically planned to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, basically, how are they ever going to get the American people to give up certainly our remaining freedom that we have? They're going to have either an economic collapse or a war, or I rather suspect they're going to have both. In fact, we're doing everything we can to funnel our military technology to China. Supposedly, they're over here stealing it. I don't think they're stealing it. I think we're giving it to them. I think we allow their generals to look and see what we have. I think we let their scientists come over and get all the secrets that we've developed for military and other purposes and take them back. And China now already has one aircraft carrier. They're working on 3 or 4 more. But of course, aircraft carriers are not going to be that important because, remember, we had aircraft carriers during World War II, and some of them were rather old at the time. I mean, aircraft carriers have been around since the 1930s. And basically, they have weapons now that'll take out an aircraft carrier. Very, very precise weapons. In fact, the Chinese communists have those. If they landed one of those weapons on one of our aircraft carriers, it would go down, and we would lose 5,000 men right along with that. And don't think that this is not going to happen in the coming war. Certainly, our military is turning against God, as you know, basically by a military chaplain. A Christian chaplain cannot pray in the name of Jesus Christ anymore. And basically, of course, now they're lowering the standards in our military and the Marines because, of course, they don't want to embarrass women who are in the Marines. Well, of course, now by having have to be able to do 20 pull-ups, they only have to do 3 pull-ups. And so everybody only has to do 3 pull-ups. It's no longer certainly the best, the finest. The Marines have always been the finest. But that's no longer the case. We're lowering our living, our standards, our military standards. And then not only that, but of course we are also obviously bankrupting America. We're taking away the moral foundation of this country. Suddenly the military is accepting homosexuality is perfectly normal. And basically in the past, it was considered, I remember when I was in the military, and it was considered wrong to be a homosexual. And they were against it. But now, of course, it's being accepted in schools. It's being accepted in government. We now had our first professional football player announce that he is a homosexual. I don't care if he's a homosexual or not. Why make the issue out of this? Why to flaunt God? Because God has certain specific rules. And as a nation and a society turns against God, I can promise you one thing, and that is that God's going to turn against that nation. And in the next war, that is a serious question. What's going to happen? There's only one thing that's worse than having a war, and that's losing a war. And I fear we're going to lose the next war, because I think that God is certainly not going to look askance at what's going on, because this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, but it is primarily a spiritual battle. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you want to. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have David calling from Pasco, Washington. Hi, David. How are we doing?
Good. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I was wondering how you felt about supporting Rand Paul's lawsuit against the president.
Well, basically, I think Rand Paul is a good man, and I think that we should support it. I think that it's not going to accomplish anything, but I think we should support it because, of course, it shows that we disagree with Senator Obama. But the important thing is what people must understand is Obama is simply a front for the invisible government that put him in power. He is a front for the Trilateral Commission. There's never been more than 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and yet 11 of those were in key positions in the initial Obama administration. And Obama meets every day with a woman named Susan Rice. Who is Susan Rice? Well, she certainly graduated from Oxford. She was a Rhodes Scholar, part and parcel of this little conspiracy. She was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. She was a member of the Trilateral Commission. She had to resign, of course, when she became the American ambassador to the United Nations back in 2009. But now she's the National Security Advisor, and every day she tells Barack Hussein Obama what to do. So even though certainly I think Rand Paul's well-meaning, and I think we should support him, I think people, if you want to look at what's really going on, understand that Obama is simply a front for the power elite that controls both political parties and has made mockery of our electoral system. And this is a subversive organization, and nobody wants to say that. Go right ahead, David. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm planning to support it, but I think you're right. I think that the way our government is run right now, it doesn't really matter who wins or loses in these things.
Well, you see, they control both candidates. We don't pick the candidate. They pick the candidate. In fact, they were trying to get Christie to be popular, and Christie, the governor of New Jersey, bombed out, and I think that he'll probably drop out. So they'll start working on somebody else. I don't know who it's going to be. Some people think it's going to be Jeb Bush that'll be the Republican candidate in 2016. I don't know who it is, but I can promise you whoever it is will be not our candidate, but their candidate. The Trilateral Commission will pick both the Democrat and the Republican candidate, and we will vote for the candidates of their choice. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. David, do you have anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, I appreciate your time, and God bless your program.
God bless. Thank you. We'll be back. Give us a call, please.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and it's open line, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to. But right now, we got Matt calling from Albany, New York. Hi, Matt. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. So how are things there in Albany? You got lots of snow?
We have a big nor'easter coming in tomorrow, so it's we're getting prepared for that. Oil's up to about $4.60 a gallon right now, so that's not really fun when you're heating your house with oil in New York right now. But
well, I don't know, with strange weather, and I don't know whether this is created or whether this is God's reaction. I don't know what it is. We do know that certainly up until recently, there's been certainly a shortage of sunspots and certainly sun flares, and the sun has been rather quiet now. Whether that's going to change, we're just going to have to wait and see. But well, this could be a reflection of the sun and the fact it's been rather dormant for the last 3 or 4 months. Under any circumstances, what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I was, I'm not sure if you've seen this, and I'm not even really sure what his influence is, but based on what you were just saying, when Romney and Obama were, going up against each other in the last election, one of the things that we always talk about at work and I debate about is, I seen an interview with George Soros when, on, I believe it was the World News, and they asked him, do you have a preference to who wins the election? And George Soros' exact words were, no, I don't really have a preference because I own them both. And I said to a friend of mine, the thing that really surprised me about that was all of the advocates that we have in New York, like Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton and all of these guys, nobody there came out and said a word about a man like George Soros saying that he owned Obama. And I was so surprised. And a friend of mine said, you know what? They know who George Soros is, and that's why they didn't say nothing.
Well, Matt, did you actually hear him say that?
I did.
That's fascinating. I'll take your word for it. I think I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I believe that he's a major contributor to both sides. He's one of the major conspirators behind everything going on. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he is an evil and wicked man. So certainly that's fascinating, and but you're not going to hear the truth on the media. I'm sure that's why you listen to our programs, because you're going to hear things here that you'll never hear, certainly on ABC, CBS, or NBC. There's six corporations, or seven at the most, that owns 90% of the major media, and if you work for the major media and you tell the truth, you'll lose your job. It's just that simple, and I've been told that by people in radio, in television, and certainly at publishing.
Yep, I believe it. I mean, I know, I see it. The more I pay attention, I started listening to your program probably about a year and a half ago, and I pay attention to things. I'm a born again Christian. I mean, I'm an end time prophecy student that I'm real deep into, and I watch the behind the scenes things, and I start to realize that if you really pay attention and look for the truth, it's amazing how right in front of your face it is, but you just never really see it unless you're really looking.
But Matt, what you have to do is you have to talk to other people and refer them to our program. If you can get them started listening, they'll start out, they'll think we're crazy, and then before long they'll be afraid we're not crazy. And basically it takes a while for people to really get to see what's going on. This is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent, because they control their minds. And I know, so with so many things, I had the hardest time, even after seeing those buildings come down, the Twin Towers, believing that this was explosions. You know, I honestly believed initially that the planes had done it. I knew that they knew the attack was coming, but I found it so difficult to believe that they actually killed all those people. And it really wasn't until I watched Building 7 come down about a dozen times and realized that was a controlled demolition, I finally had to admit what I didn't want to admit. And that is that they are so evil, they killed almost 3,000 people. In fact, 1,000 bodies, they've never recovered. They were simply vaporized. Almost 1,000 bodies. How do you vaporize bodies if you're having just a collapse like we're told they had? So it's so hard for people to accept this. Our job is just to get the truth out. My job is to get the truth out. And yours is to try to get people to listen. Will you do that?
I sure will.
God bless you. Thanks very much for calling, Matt, and keep listening.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back in a minute. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We got Bob from Kennewick. I'm going to ask him to hang on during the break. But certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley. And most of you now know why so many people are worried that Bountiful Soap really is a miracle. Miracle Food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we've got Bob calling from Kennewick. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Good evening, Doctor. Oh, very well. Thank you. I just wanted to thank you and actually Dr. Cuddy and for leading me to this Gray Wolf book. What a very, very, very interesting book that was.
That really is. In fact, I talked to one of the authors just today, Gerard Wilson, I think is his name, or Williams, and basically we're going to have him on again. We're going to get to the 4-CD set of the interviews with that, but basically for the listener out there, Grey Wolf is the story of Hitler's escape to South America. There's no question, if you put together the book Grey Wolf, and certainly the book written by our good friend Jerome Corsi, where they all have the government documents, I mean, the federal government knew Adolf Hitler had escaped to South America, and certainly they knew over in Europe that he'd escaped, and they knew certainly in Argentina that he'd escaped, but they concealed that from the American people, and he lived his life out there. I'm glad you enjoyed the book, Grey Wolf, and incidentally we carry it here. Excellent. Go ahead.
Yes, no, yeah, right, that's where I got it, right. So that's wonderful. No, it was excellent. And that, Dr. Corsi, yesterday, that was an excellent program. Also, not very good. Yeah, I look forward to hearing more along those lines. And it was great. Yeah, kind of revealed about Alan Dulles and some of these other people, didn't it?
Well, because Alan Dulles was deeply involved in this whole satanic movement.
Oh,
that's what people have missed. And what is really behind all of this is the fact that Adolf Hitler was deeply involved in the occult. And we have wonderful DVD. It's called Blood Sacrifice, that put out by Sidney David Bay. But Blood Sacrifice is about two-and-a-half-hour DVD going into the supernatural power behind Adolf Hitler. Well, then, basically the reason, certainly, that the people at the highest levels of our government and the highest level of the British government, people like Sidney Winston Churchill, went along with allowing Hitler to escape, mm-hmm. was because they were all involved in the occult. People do right. not know that, certainly, Winston Churchill, we have this wonderful picture of this great hero. Winston Churchill was a Druid. He was a Mason. Right. The average individual has no idea of the powerful spiritual forces that are aligned against us today. But that is the reason I'm firmly convinced. Suddenly, one person in the occult helps another person in the occult, J. Edgar Hoover. Suddenly, you can actually read his letters that he'd written. They're available, certainly, in that book, Grey Wolf, and in Dr. Corsi's book. And basically, J. Edgar Hoover was a 33rd degree Mason, deeply involved in the occult himself. Anything else you want to say, Bob?
No, just thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Lord bless you.
God bless, and you keep getting those people up there in Kennewick listening, will you?
Okay.
God
bye,
bless.
Too.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Let's go to Dave is calling from upstate New York. It's open lines, ladies and gentlemen. So it's telephone number. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And hi, Dave from upstate New York. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. Two callers ago, Matt from Albany, he's only 90 miles directly east of me. I'd like to have him, have him bring up a pizza. I don't want to go out of the house tonight.
Okay.
Maybe. Dr. Stan, you was mentioned about Soros. I think Mark, Matt mentioned that I heard on... on a program the other night, Jim Garrell, who was with the CIA and with the government for 45 years, and I heard him mention that George Soros has the rights and owns the stuff that went into the voting machines that Obama got elected.
I don't know that, but nothing would surprise me. Certainly, I think the voting machines are all crooked. I don't think that we can trust them at all. There's no way to find out whether we're getting honest elections or not. But I will tell you, if you go down to your county clerk's office and ask them to verify that what's done in the computers and by the electronic voting machines is accurate, they can't demonstrate it, they can't prove it, and basically anybody can fix one of those machines. We need to get back to paper ballots. You remember, I think it was about 8 years ago or 9 years ago, all this talk about hanging chads, and oh my goodness, you know, we got to do something about the hanging chads, and that was all a phony to cover for the bringing in of the electronic voting machines so they can rig the elections, and I believe our elections are rigged, and I think that somebody's got to have the courage to say it. Go ahead, Dave.
He was very definite on that. And he even knew he was the first one to locate Osama bin Laden on room 308 in Toronto on a right downtown in the downtown business square there. So he's been all over with the CIA and the government, and Obama let him go, I guess, the 1st of October, because he exposed some certain things and opened his mouth, and so he got dumped. And so it's very very official that he said Soros did own the, not the machines, but the programming. So that was quite interesting.
Well, I think basically everything is so corrupt, Dave. And we go to the polls every 4 years to vote. First of all, they keep telling us we're a democracy. We're not. If you read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, the constitutions of all of the states, they never mention the word democracy other than decry it and say, the last thing we want is a democracy. I mean, they want this as a republic, and the power of the government is limited. And most of what's going on in our government today, both state and federal, is subversive. And they're undermining and suddenly our constitution, and they're expanding the power of government as we move towards a dictatorship. And that's what it's all about. They want a small group of people to control everything, and they said they buy and sell the politicians. That's how it really works. Go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, I just got finished watching a DVD about an hour ago by Dr. Judy Wood, Where Do the Towers Go? And it came in from England. A friend down in Alcoa, Tennessee sent for it for me. And it took about 2 weeks to get here, but it was fantastic. Brought up some fantastic questions. And if you want it, I'll send it out for you and Barbara to look over. And
we would certainly appreciate that.
Okay, I'll send it out tomorrow. Well,
could you make a copy, Ed, rather than so that we don't have to send it back? Sometimes I don't want to get your only copy and not get it back for some reason.
Well, I can't. I don't know how to make any copies.
Oh, okay,
I can't
fine. Well, then go ahead and get it out. We'll try to get it back to you.
No, don't try. I got to have it back.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
No, that's it for now. Thank you very much.
All right, God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have great calling from Coeur d'Alene, and hopefully we'll get him passed through in just a moment. But right now, we would ask you to, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But people have to understand that basically this small group of people has taken control of our government, and basically they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. 40% of all the money that's spent in the entire world on the military is spent by the United States. And what are we doing? While we're over there, certainly in the Middle East, toppling the existing government and putting in governments that are totally chaotic, where people are killing people. There are dozens of people are killed every single day in Iraq. And as bad as Saddam Hussein was, at least the Christians were safe over there. Now, of course, we've suddenly installed government under Sharia law. Before, 10% of the population was Christian. And now America went in at down to 1% to 2%. And the Christians are trying desperately to get away because the government we've installed hates Christianity. And that's the real agenda behind the people who control our government today. But they're not going to tell you. That's the reason that they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. There's nothing in the Constitution. Read the First Amendment. How did they come up with the conclusion? The First Amendment said that suddenly Christianity was unconstitutional and we couldn't mention in our schools. It isn't there at all. They wanted to destroy the Christian faith of two generations of our youth, and they've done that. And that is why when our young people come out of college today, most of them have turned against God, and why suddenly the number of people in this country who are moral people, who adhere to God's principles, is continually falling because of the Supreme Court decision. And the Supreme Court was controlled by Masons in majorities of 5-4 to 6-3 from 1941 to 1971, and nobody will tell the American people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we've got Greg calling from Coeur d'Alene. Hi, Greg, how are we doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine. Good to hear from you.
I got your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then I've also seen your your presentation on Prophecy Club, Brotherhood of Darkness. I ordered, I recommend that for all your listeners. And then I just appreciate you, Dr. Stan, giving me the opportunity to talk to your listeners. And I finished Prophecy of the Future of America.
Oh, that's Paul McGuire's new book. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a prophecy in the future of America by Paul McGuire. It's only been out a short period of time. Paul did a great job on that book, going into the spirits of forces working behind the scenes. And we recommend the book, Prophecy and Future of America. Go ahead.
I also got Shadows of Power. I read None Dare Call It Conspiracy a long time ago before I knew of you or Alex Jones, and it made sense to me. And then I got a hold of the Invisible Government by Dan Smoot. And then I got Shadows of Power. I've seen him on, I'll do a presentation on YouTube.
That's James Perloff. And he's a personal friend. In fact, he's going to be on again real soon, within the next week. Go ahead.
I heard him. You had him on, a couple of weeks ago?
Right, and we'll be having him on a regular basis because he's got about 40 chapters in there. And we're going to get him on 40 times, going over every one of those chapters. They're all important. The book, of course, is the latest. Of course, Shadows of Power came out 25, 30 years ago. His latest book is certainly Truth is a Lonely Warrior. His latest book, just a few months old, Truth is a Lonely Warrior by James Perloff. We recommend it very highly. And go right ahead, Greg.
Yeah, fantastic, Dr. Stan. And I'm going to send off that for you because he's so good. And then his Tornado, I read his Tornado, not even knowing who he was. That's another fascinating book by him, Tornado in a Junkyard. Dr. Stan, what I wanted to talk to you about is, isn't it already starting when we see, shades of Nazi Germany, shades of Soviet Russia, when we see things like you're gonna bake this cake for this homosexual couple whether you want to or you don't, or you're gonna pay for these abortions, and you're going to pay for these abortion pills, whether you like it or not. And aren't they already using dossiers on Tea Party, party people through the IRS, hassling them? Are we seeing?
We must be cutting out. Go ahead, Greg. You're cutting out. I think you must be on the cell phone. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you see that? Do you see this? And then even on the, do you see it already starting here with
absolutely,
the mind?
Of course, but it's been going on for a long time. It's just been very slowly. It's just now it's suddenly becoming apparent what's going on. It's suddenly becoming apparent that so many things are happening that are frankly immoral, but they've infiltrated the Christian church, both the Catholic church and the Protestant church. So we're not getting the religious leadership. We're not getting the political leadership. We're not getting the leadership from the media. And so the average person feels isolated. He knows something's seriously wrong, but he doesn't have anybody to listen to who really makes sense. And that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, to try to bring some sanity to a world gone mad. But you're absolutely right. All of these things that are going on today are certainly, they're not only illogical, but they're in violation of God's law. And believe me, I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on this country. I don't think it's that far off. I really don't. I think that there are some very big and important things happening spiritually. And if you can certainly look at this from a moral point of view, from a logical point of view, from a political point of view, but we also need to look at it from a spiritual point of view, because I believe there are powerful spiritual forces at work. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, you're right, Dr. Stan. It is. And, that's part of the thing. That's why I listen to you and I try to tell other people. I got a buddy and he's just getting into some of this stuff on the internet, and I'm trying to tell him a few things, and he goes, "Well, Greg, well, why isn't the pastors? Why aren't and I call my mom and I call my brothers and sisters, and hey, is your pastor at least saying anything about the economic situation that we're in, about the peace, the peace treaty coming out, about the surveillance, you know, about this blatant homosexual, you know, and I don't understand it, you know, and I got to listen to Alex Jones to hear him say, you're not going to teach that to my kindergartner. You're not going to teach that stuff to my kindergartner. And I'm not hearing it from any pulpits. And it's like, I hear so many sermons that were on whatever area of doctrine that were fine 30 years ago. But I mean, come on. I mean, at least say something. And I just find that just, you know, miraculous. And so is it because, Dr. Stan, can you recommend to me a book on, I know that Richard Benet wrote a book on propaganda, and I know...
No, that was Edward Benet.
Can you recommend a good book on
Probably the best book right now, up to date, is The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly, you can get it from Radio Liberty. The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian, who's a left-wing professor from the University of California who spent 30 years studying the media. Now, he's a left-winger. He thinks the right-wing controls the media. He doesn't understand what we talk about here, but his book is excellent. We carry it, The New Media Monopoly, by Professor Ben Bagdikian. You get it by calling 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Pardon me, you call our 800 number, 800-544-8927, and suddenly you can get the book there, okay?
All right, Dr. Stan. Hey, God bless you, Dr. Stan. We'll keep listening to you and try to get the word out for any of your 9/11 people that still are in 9/11 mysteries. Was a great deal. Make sure it's the full length.
And basically, we also have Richard Gage's two excellent DVDs on that. It's certainly what happened on there. Richard Gage, just call us at that 800-544-8927. Get his DVD, certainly. And then, of course, we have actually four CD sets. 9/11 update, and why did the buildings come down? Their CD sets are well worthwhile getting. But Richard Gage, certainly, from Architects and Engineers, offer 9/11 Truths. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and because this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us financially, because we have to simply support our radio stations. We have many radio stations in both afternoon and evening. We actually do four different networks during the course of the day. And quite frankly, we need your help to maintain this the networks and to fund them and to do all the things we have to, because you can listen to our program on satellite. You can listen to our program certainly on the internet. You can listen to our program by telephone. You go up to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com and get it there. Of course, you can hear our program on FM stations and AM stations and shortwave stations. But it's all expensive, so if you're in a position to help and you really believe that we have a message worthwhile, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And so we do hope that many of you out there give very, very serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, going up on our webpage and listen to our programs, certainly watching our television. We have a lot of DVDs up there so that you can certainly pull down our newsletters and read those, pull down the other things. We have a new section up on our website. It's just below the blue banners at the top of the page. It says other items around the net. And basically every day I will post two or three important articles that I've seen and I think are worthwhile. And so you just simply go there and you'll see them listed. And your job is to punch them, because you could spend days going down through all of the various things that we have listed there. But we want you to be able to have access to the things that I think are important. And you may want to go up on the internet and pull down things on your own. That's fine. But these are the things that I think will help you to understand the spiritual nature of the forces that are taking place. Now, we have a lot of wonderful programs today. Certainly we have Alex Jones does a wonderful job, and Joyce Riley and Butch Paul and Pastor Hutchings and certainly Chuck Christmeyer and so many other people out there have radio programs, and certainly, but I think that our program is perhaps a little unique because we not only talk about the spiritual aspect of it, we talk about the satanic aspect, because there really are satanic organizations. And I've never heard anybody comment upon the true meaning of the Trilateral Commission logo. You can go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, and as you pull it up, you'll see their website there at the top, their logo at the top of the page. What is it? Why, it's three curves. It looks like they're three curved arrows, but if you look closely, you'll see they're three sixes, and they're joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. Why would anybody have a logo of three sixes and an upside-down broken cross? Why? Because they're Luciferian. They know they're Luciferian. They understand the force behind them, but they figure that the average American, the average person would be too dumb to understand the significance of what's going on, and so they openly flaunt what they're doing. I mean, they put their emblems. You can see them on the back of the dollar bill. On the left side, you'll see the pyramid cap on the all-seeing eye. That is certainly an ancient occult emblem, and that is the eye of Lucifer. And basically, beneath the caption is Novus Ordo Seclorum, and basically that's the new secular order. And you'll see that. And basically, this is was originally on the back of the Great Seal of the United States. The front of the Great Seal was what's on the right side. Only there you see today an eagle. Initially, it was a phoenix bird, and they changed it very subtly on the Great Seal. They changed the Great Seal. The phoenix was to suggest that the bird was died and was was burned and then came back to life. And America was to lead, to come back to life, and lead the world to the one world government. That's the symbolism on the back of the dollar bill. And few people understand. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. And then 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment.
I'll be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll be determining what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to be talking about what's going on economically here in the United States and economically what's going on throughout the world. And we are moving into a very, very difficult situation. And basically, of course, you have to understand that everything is controlled. The world monetary system is controlled by a few major banks. Here in the United States, we have six major banks that control about 67% of all of the financial assets of our country. Certainly, we have certainly some banks over in Europe tying into the Rothschilds and the Union Bank of Switzerland and the Hong Kong Singapore Banking Corporation and certainly the Deutsche Bank and a few banks over in Europe and a few banks over there, Barclays over in London. And basically, these are the banks. They control the economy of the world. And they're able to create tremendous prosperity simply by creating money and expanding the supply of money, keeping interest rates low. And when they expand the supply of money and keep interest rates low, why, there's prosperity in America, there's prosperity throughout the world. But when they simply begin cutting back on the availability of money, when they lower the interest rate, when they raise the interest rates, of course, there's less money out there, and then the world economy begins to collapse. Well, basically, of course, you have to understand that this is all controlled by the central banks of the world. If you've read certainly Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, he tells you that the bankers get together, the central bankers get together in secret meetings and plan how they're going to run the world financially. And that's just what's going on. And basically, they have certainly got us out of the mess they had in 2008 by expanding the money supply. And then, of course, about a year and a half ago, they started putting $85 billion a month into the economy. And they did this for a year and a half. Actually, they put about $3 trillion into the economy. And now they've started cutting back. And instead of putting in 85 $55 billion a month as they were. Now they're only putting in $65 billion a month. Why are they doing it? Well, they tell us that the unemployment rate is falling. You know, now we're down to 6.7% unemployment, and they're simply lying. The economies are contracting. They should be actually expanding the money supply now to try to keep the whole thing from collapsing. But they're not doing that, and it's almost as if they're going to voluntarily collapse the economy. Gold is up strongly this last couple of weeks. But with us is Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. Exciting times for gold.
Oh, it certainly is. It's good to see gold closing in on the $1,300 level. It would have been nice to see it close above there this week, and I guess we still could, but we could have a little bit of a pullback here by a few dollars or something, but you know, it's no big deal. It certainly broke through the 1255 level, and now we're looking at 1300. But if you really pull out and look at the future of gold and the fundamentals, you know, even though they hit gold so hard this year and certainly down from the level of 1900, the fundamentals for gold and silver are still very strong, if not stronger than ever before. So they might have changed the price of gold and silver, but they didn't change the fundamentals.
And basically, it's all manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is manipulated to control your reality and to get you to react emotionally. And suddenly, some of the bigger investors, John Paulson, suddenly some of the major hedge funds who are deeply in gold have gotten out. But they were really more or less forced to do that. It drove the price down. But the price is going back up again, and we're going to be seeing, believe it, Chris, is a contraction of the economy and rise in the price of oil, rise in the price of gold. Exciting times. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question. And Melody is just saying, Sydney, you can watch the financial programs, and most of the financial experts are simply lying to you. And they're telling you, oh, my goodness, things are getting better. Look at how the unemployment is down. Ladies and gentlemen, we got almost 97 million people who are not working in America today. And they're eligible to work, but they're just not working. I said they're on disability, they're on retirement, they're on pensions. But we've got, Sydney, 97 million people who are not working today. And Sydney, our labor force is a little, maybe 100, 120, 130 million people. But basically, of course, the number of people suddenly getting on Medicare and Medicaid, well over 100 million people, probably close to 110 million people are getting free medical care, and it'll even be more with the Obama, suddenly Obamacare gets in. And basically, of course, where's the money coming from? They're having to borrow the money. They're having to borrow the money so they can send out their Social Security and Medicare checks, because that money was supposedly sitting in funds, or supposedly invested in funds. But the government took the money, they spent the money, and then they simply put bonds into the pension funds for Social Security and Medicare and all these other things, and there's no money there. And basically, of course, we are on the edge of some major cataclysmic changes. And from the purely the economic point of view, they should be pouring more money into the economy. Now, I'm against that because it's going to destroy the value of our currency, but that's what logically they would be doing. They're not doing that. They're keeping the interest rates low. I'm surprised that they're not going up, because we're facing inflation. Prices are going up. And basically, of course, there are real problems in America and throughout the world financially. The world economy is contracting in Europe. Even the German economy is contracting. The Chinese economy is contracting, but the American corporation is contracting. Sears is having trouble in losing money, as is Penny's, as is Macy's, as is Best Buy. So many of our chain stores are cutting back, and they're having real economic problems. Best Buy is simply going out of business altogether. Understand that this reflects the fact that the economy is in poor shape, and you can't make money the traditional ways that they have. A lot of people are buying things off the internet and suddenly getting them cheaper that way, because you don't have the upkeep of a store. But basically, so many of our stores are going under. So many of our major manufacturers, the automobile industry, having to give deep discounts, because of course the sales of automobiles and trucks is down tremendously. So the economy is in terrible shape, and yet of course they're doing just the opposite from what they should be doing theoretically, and they're contracting the amount of money they're pouring in at deficit spending, whereas ordinarily if they were following by their own rules, they would be expanding the money supply. Melody, you pick up the story. And again, our telephone number, if you have a question for Melody, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Melody, tell us what you're hearing.
You know, technology is certainly not helping us. And you talk about people buying online. It's certainly putting a lot of businesses in dire straits. But prices really... I mean, how much cheaper are they really online? I don't think people so much buy online for the cheaper price. I think it's more for the convenience. They don't have to get out of their homes. They don't have to get out of their cars. They don't have to go into the mall. They don't have to talk to people. They could just go online. You can do a lot of research online. You can do a lot of comparisons to see which is cheaper over brand. But I think basically buying from the online sellers, I really don't think the prices are that much cheaper. And I relate that to gold and silver. You have online gold and silver sellers, but their prices are not any cheaper than mine. And you might find once in a while you'll find certain products that might be, 50 cents less or something silly like that. But any deep savings for gold and silver online? Absolutely not. So I think people are doing it mainly for convenience, or maybe thinking that the prices are much cheaper online. And I'm sure you can find bargains and so forth, and it does depend on what you're purchasing. But I don't find pricing on the online website's much cheaper, but they certainly are putting a lot of pressure on your brick and mortar stores, and people are giving up service. People are giving up the relationships that they have with various stores. I talk a lot about relationships that I try to build with my clients, it's something our society, we're changing in the way we buy things, and we don't care about quality anymore. You know, we buy all these trinkets from China that fall apart. Items are made to break over a short period of time. One time you could buy a refrigerator and it would last for 30 years. Now a refrigerator goes in 6 years or 10 years. And people change their, it's such a disposable society anymore. And that's nothing new. I mean, we know that, but it certainly has changed the way people buy. And of course, that changes our economy. And when we don't make those things that we buy anymore, all those jobs have been outsourced. Certainly, it makes it even more difficult for us. Hallmark out of Pittsburgh, it's an health insurance, they're laying off lots of people. They're looking to streamline. So even with Obamacare coming in, you're going to have a lot more pressure on jobs. Due to that, they extended the medium-sized businesses to enforce the purchasing of health care for their employees up until 2015, till next year. They gave them an extra year. Reality in this country is very difficult to find. It's there if you look for it, the truth, but it's difficult to find. It's there if you're willing to look and you're willing to listen.
Well, basically, how dependable are the people that say I was going to go out and I was going to buy gold and silver on the Internet? How would I know who I could trust?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a dealer in California that's getting a lot of press right now because he's not delivering. And this is the second time in his career that he hasn't delivered product. But people just don't seem to care. They were so apt. And 5 years ago, 3 years ago, it was, people would call me and say, well, I can save 50 cents with this guy. And it's like, well, go ahead. And now there's a lot of people. It was a Ponzi scheme. New money was, paying for old product. People aren't getting paid, are not getting their product. And you don't know who you're dealing with online. I mean, it's one thing to buy T-shirts online, but it's something else to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to people online that you don't even talk to.
Well, let me just comment that the one reason Melody is with us, Melody does help support Radio Liberty, but I've actually fired two people who was actually for paying us for being advertising with us, and I had to call them and say, I'm not going to let you on my program anymore because you're not living up to your responsibility of one means or another. They were either overcharging or suddenly they were certainly not delivering. And so basically, as much as I hated to do it, I suddenly just had to call them and say, I'm sorry, terribly sorry, but we're not going to have you on my program. I have never had a legitimate complaint on Melody, certainly, and I believe Melody does a wonderful job. I certainly has my full support, and I feel very, very comfortable having her here because she's been around for a long time and she takes good care of the people. So if you're out there in the listening audience, well, I think we're heading into some very, very dangerous times financially. The fact that the Federal Reserve is cutting back dramatically, certainly, and they've cut back now twice, certainly on this money that they put in, the quantitative easing, QE3, and they're down to $65 billion a month they're putting in. And basically, they continue cutting back on that. But it's going to mean there's going to be less money suddenly going into the into circulation in America. A lot of that had gone off into other countries. It had gone off into Brazil. It had gone to South Africa. It had gone to Turkey. And then suddenly when the Fed began to cut back, the economy in all those countries began to certainly cut back. And this is one big reason people began pulling their money out of certainly the third world countries. And as a result of that, certainly their economies are beginning to collapse. So we're living in very, very uncertain times. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Melody Cederstrom, who's our guest this evening, Melody from Discount Gold and Silver, Melody, are people talking about what's going on and questioning why the Fed is certainly cutting back on quantitative easing? Because, of course, those figures on unemployment are simply not true. If you go and look at the real unemployment figures, you'll find out that it's certainly, even according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, if you use U6 unemployment, it's up over 14%. If you go to shadowstats.com, it's over 22%. The real unemployment, there are an awful lot of people either unemployed, underemployed, or certainly who've given up looking for work. Why are they doing it at this time? Any ideas?
Well, Janet Yellen, you know, she's not going to focus so much on the unemployment percent. She's going to, you know, it's going to be part of the equation, but not the total equation that she mentioned. As though Ben Bernanke, he constantly referred to the unemployment rate. She's going to be a little bit different and add in other things. But I think she needs to continue what he started. And we'll see if she does it the next time or if she holds off at this level. So she is certainly going to follow, you know, what he was doing. But how much more are they going to pull back? I mean, and they're still putting in $65 billion a month. And that is still a lot of money.
And they've actually increased the amount of money in circulation. Now, this is something that the money that the Federal Reserve put out from about $1 trillion up to about $4.2 trillion. They've increased it over $3 trillion. Certainly in the last couple of years, massive increase. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Get Discount Gold and Silver. We have Greg on the line now, was calling from Coeur d'Alene, and he was asking a couple of questions, and Greg just hung up on us. So if you're out there in the listening audience, don't be bashful. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But suddenly, gold is up certainly over the last 3 or 4 weeks, almost $100 an ounce. It was, I think, it closed at $1,292 per ounce today. And basically, you're not hearing about this on radio or television. But this is a dramatic move in gold. I think, we'll just have to wait to see if it holds up. Melody, would you like to get your telephone number and your website out so people would know how to get in touch with you? And if you are out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Melody, or you want to know something about gold and silver and what's happening, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But Melody, how can people get in touch with you?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com, DGS, Discount Gold Silver Coins, COINS.com. And, you know, the gentleman had mentioned the LIBOR rate scandal. I think the biggest scandal is going to surpass that is going to be the gold scandal. And but I do think heads will roll on that one. I do believe that that will be the biggest scandal ever. And it will also propel gold prices to much higher levels.
And I think people have to understand that they are manipulating the price of gold. Now, it is illegal to do that, but since the banks and the government worked closely together, nobody in the government who wants to keep their job is going to suddenly indict the major banking companies for, frankly, illegal and immoral activity. But they manipulate the price of gold simply by buying up tremendous numbers of contracts and then simply selling them at a lower rate. And they can drive the price of gold down that way without ever any exchange of actual gold itself. Illegal, but if then this sort of thing really goes on in the real world, because it's all about your perception. If they can convince people that suddenly gold and silver are not the standards of the monetary system, that it's paper money, then of course people will stay in paper money. And one of these days, gold and silver, I think, are going to skyrocket. Certainly the Chinese believe that. The Chinese are accumulating gold. They accumulated over certainly 1,200 ounces so easy to get confused. 1,200 tons of gold the Chinese accumulated this last year, and suddenly the Indians only got about 980 tons of gold. So basically, there's only about 80 tons of gold in the whole world, and the Chinese got suddenly 1,200 tons last year. And basically, of course, that's for the government and that's for the individuals. The Chinese people are buying gold. The Indian people are buying gold. The average American thinks that our money is going to maintain its value. And I fear it's not, because it's controlled by a small cabal. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And have you noticed any increased activity in the gold market? Now the price seems to be moving so well.
Well, that always gets folks' attention, and you know, they, you know, those who believe that we've seen the bottom will come in now and start buying. So activity has picked up a little bit, but certainly the activity isn't what it should be. I mean, I it just amazes me. But you have the stock market over 16,000 or at 16,000, and people are happy with their paper investments at this time. But you know, the American people have short memories; they forget how quickly it dropped from close to 15,000 to 6,000 a very short period of time. And yes, government was able to bring it back. Wall Street was able to bring it back. The Federal Reserve was able to bring it back to the level that we have today. However, I do believe if it collapses again, it's not coming back. And so people are feeling a little bit of safety here. Safety is not the right word, but they're feeling confident in their paper investments. And even though fear is beginning to come back into the market, it's not to the level that it should be, considering all the problems that we have.
But your big boys, people like Sidney, Warren Buffett and George Soros, are getting out of the market. They understand what's coming down the line, but they don't want you to. They want to get you into the market as they're selling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got a question for Melody. But Sidney, we're moving into very, very difficult and very dangerous financial times. So if you have a question, anything you'd like to ask, why Melody Sidney would know the answer far better than anybody else I know. We'll be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
I pulled that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so today our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Melody is saying, you know, it makes a lot of difference whether you're a collector, whether you're just suddenly investing in gold and silver as an investment, is certainly so that she can actually, so that you will actually be able to store your wealth. But go ahead, Sydney, and you were just saying that some people are getting, have gotten really taken advantage of. Pick up that story.
Well, with the certified modern issue gold eagles, the gentleman bought three half-ounce gold eagles slabbed mint state 69s, and he paid over $5,400 for an ounce and a half of gold. And so I tell folks, don't buy certified modern issue coins. You really don't get more than melt value from them when you go to sell them. And lots of times when we have large orders, 100 coins or more, and perhaps we're short a coin or two, we'll just break them out of the case. I mean, that's the value. I mean, so they might have a collectible value in the future, maybe 100 years from now, but I don't think most of us is going to be around 100 years from now. So, you know, if you're going to buy something that's certified, then get yourself a pre-1933 gold piece that's certified, then you have something that's worth something and a value. And proof coins. A lot of dealers try to put proof coins into IRAs. The only reason they do that is to get more money from you. The idea when you put gold and silver in an IRA is to get as much in gold and silver as you can for your dollars. So why spend extra money on a premium that it doesn't mean anything when you go to sell? So this is what we're trying to accomplish when we produce our newsletter, our information. There's just a lot of myths floating around out there, and so we're kind of breaking the myths.
All right, because the major thing is you want to be able to store your wealth, and basically whatever happens, you want to be able to maintain at least something. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to diversify. You need to certainly understand we're moving into very difficult times, and my fear is that an awful lot of people are going to lose most of what they've invested their whole life in. Destroy a monetary system, you destroy the people's savings, their life earnings, and certainly people don't believe it can happen. It's happened in all sorts of other countries. It's happening in Argentina right now. And, of course, I believe it's going to happen here because, of course, of the massive increase in the amount of money that they're putting out there. And for some reason, at the present time, they're cutting back on the quantitative easing where they should be doing just exactly the opposite. They're cutting back on it. They're moving us into a crisis. And if they continue the quantitative easing, if they continue contracting the amount of money they've been pouring in, we're in some difficult times. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Melody, and basically if you want information on what you should be doing. Now, you mentioned you have a newsletter. What's that all about?
Well, we joined forces with Wendy Wilson Apothecary Herbs for Health. It's a health and wealth issue newsletter. They write and produce several articles on health, and we provide the financial news. We'll give the weekly market for gold, silver, and the paper markets. Just a brief, just a quick listing reference. And of course, there's several articles in there. It's not a huge newsletter, but it's something to keep in contact and to give folks our ideas of what's happening. And we also include specials with that once in a while for gold and silver. So.
Well, now, basically, is that sent out by email? Is that sent out by
mail? It is strictly email. It is, and it doesn't cost anything. It is strictly email. And but it's very interesting. And Lori Roth, she also produces a letter that we stick in there. So that it's good information. If you're looking for 100 pages, no, you won't have 100 pages. But the few pages that we have is very good.
Well, now, how can people get that? How, if I wanted to order your email, how would I do that?
They can go online and go to our website, dgscoins.com, and there's a mailbox there that you can go in and just sign up and put your information in there. And if anybody wants the report that we're going to do, they can email us also at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
That's discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have any questions for Melody, or our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And do you think that the change in the leadership of the Fed from Ben Bernanke to Ms. Yellen is going to make any difference at all? Do you think that she will continue the program? And because what's really is so strange that they started cutting back on the quantitative easing just before Bernanke was going to leave. And if this thing falls apart, of course, they'll blame Yellen, but she's not responsible at all. It was based upon, isn't it, the artificial prosperity that was produced under Bernanke, and now as they contracted, this could lead very rapidly, I would think, to a contraction not only certainly of the prices, certainly of the amount of money that's out there, but and the increasing price of gold. But it could really contract the economy, couldn't it?
Absolutely, and you know, I think she's just a fall guy. She might be brilliant, but she either knows and she's accepted the position that she'll fall or, you know, perhaps, you know, she feels that she can turn things around. Who knows? But we know that, and I think, you know, she's going to be the fall guy. And, I don't think she'll be in this position very long. I don't think it's a long-term position. She might, you know, she was involved in the Federal Reserve for a very long time. But I don't think there's any way she can bring the same amount of confidence that Bernanke had or those previous Fed chair people. So I think with bringing her in there and, again, with the timing, everything is timed. You know, it's for whatever reason. I mean, Bernanke was no dummy. He stepped down, you know, at the right time. And, you know, he was able to acquire his millions of dollars and going into a position now where, you know, he'll continue to make millions and perhaps write a book like everybody else does and make multiple millions of dollars. And so, but no, I definitely believe that the economy, if you start seeing rates rise, and they have pushed up a little bit, the 10-year yield has been pushing up slowly. It's still not over 3, but it did move quickly from, the low 2.6 is up to through to, I think it was 2.77 today, I believe. So, I mean, it's moving, you know, fairly quickly in just a couple of days. So, but that begins to get over the 3%, 3.5 to 4. And, yeah, I mean, it's there. Everybody knows except the people.
And I think people have to understand that you can regulate the economy by regulating at least in part the interest rate. If you lower the interest rate, why people suddenly are more prone to borrow money and increase the amount of money in circulation. Raise the interest rate and, of course, you cut back on borrowing. And basically this is what you want to do when you want to contract the economy. The interest rate in China has gone from a little over 3% about 2 years ago up to over 9% in China, which basically means they're cutting off borrowing. Right now, they're not raising the interest rate dramatically here in the United States. It's gone from about 2.5 to 2.7%. But if you watch the interest rate, if they start to raise the interest rate, what it means they're going to topple the economy. In a similar manner, as they cut back on the amount of money they're pouring into the economy, it's all about money. Create a lot of money. You get prosperity. Contract the amount of money that's out there. Why, of course, you begin to suddenly contract the economy. But, of course, the real base of our economy is gold and silver. And they don't want us to know that. They don't want us to know that is the very foundation of the whole monetary system. And they've concealed that so that the average American has little, if any, idea what's really going on. He doesn't understand it's all being manipulated by the small cabal that controls the central banks, that controls the monetary system. And here in the United States, by the 6 major banks that control the Federal Reserve System and ultimately the economic future of our country. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, Melody, what do you hear? I'm sure you must be talking to other people out across America. You must be talking to other coin dealers. I was sitting here, the people who supply you with the coins. What are they telling you? What's happening in other countries? Are people trying to get into gold and silver in other countries to protect their wealth?
Certainly, there has always been an increase. You know, as they go through difficult times, their increase in interest of purchasing gold and silver has happened. And my wholesalers are also baffled by the lack of interest, even though interest has picked up. But considering what is happening to this country and the position that we're in, purchasing should, I mean, we should be above the levels of 2009 and 2010. This economy continues to erode. It isn't getting fixed. The markets are rigged. Everyone on Wall Street knows. Everyone in Washington knows. Just the people that just have a tendency to go on with their lives and not pay attention. And I do believe a lot of that is by design. They've been conditioned to act this way, to ignore the problems that we have. To ignore what's going on around them and to have a feeling that if they do know what's going on, there isn't anything that they can do. That it's politicians as usual. They know they lie. It's accepted. It's an accepted practice anymore. And so, I mean, there's multiple things that are going on, but it's baffling. My wholesalers are really truly surprised that, people, there isn't more of a run into gold and silver. And then that's why they were able to drop the price down to the levels. Yes, it's a lot of paper trading that was able to push the prices down, but it was a lack of buying in the past, I'd say in the past 6 months that didn't keep a bottom underneath it. And that's why I believe we got to the levels that we did. Of course, we're seeing it move up. But just like anything else, those that push it down, you know, they're going to ride the price back up. And they make money going down, and they make money riding it back up. So they manipulated all the markets. They're rigged. There's a lot of volatility in the markets, and at least when you buy gold and silver, it does eliminate, you know, the paper volatility that that you have holding in your portfolios.
And, of course, it's illegal to rig the markets, but they do this all the time because the people who control the banks said they control the government, control the politicians, and so basically there's nothing you can do about it, but you need to understand that the markets are rigged, and once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but I personally believe we're moving into very, very dangerous economic times. Would you agree with that, Melody?
Absolutely. I mean, there's report after report showing that things are not getting better. You cannot continue the path that we've taken. The day of reckoning is coming. It started way back when the Federal Reserve was created. It started when they took us off the gold standard, when we truly had a fiat currency. It started when they took us off the silver. It's when you have a fiat currency, this is what happens. We're going to have inflation. Inflation is not going to go away. It's only going to grow. Even Yellen said that the inflation is too low at their, you know, they're lying about it. It's way too low. She even sees a higher inflation rate than Bernanke did. So it's coming back. Government needs inflation. They will keep inflation here. And people will lose their purchasing power. Even if their statements, they get their quarterly statements, if it shows that they made 10%, you know, John Williams puts inflation at about 9%. So, I mean, what are they really gaining by having it in paper? So they're actually losing. And if you have any money in the bank, forget about it. So gold is truly the only answer. It's not 100%. There isn't anything that's 100%, but but it's as close to 100% as I see it.
And I think it's vitally important that you hear what Sydney, what Melody is saying. And basically, she's quoting John Williams of shadowstats.com. And John says that the inflation rate is somewhere 8, 10%, somewhere in there. The inflation rate, and basically, if you put your money in the bank, you'll be lucky to get 1 or 2%. You're going behind. In fact, most of your investments you're going to be losing money on. And suddenly, if you get into something that gives you a very, very high rate of interest, you're taking a chance, and it could very well be that you will end up losing it all. This is why certainly is at least part of everybody's investments, I think, should be in gold and silver. It should be diversified and should be widely spread out, not in one thing, and certainly not kept in one place. Would you agree with that, Melody?
I agree, and particularly storage. But I don't believe it should be stored overseas unless you have multiple millions of dollars and you can afford the loss. It's a greater risk carrying it overseas, offshore. I don't think it provides any more type of privacy. I believe that if you have gold and silver, you live with it. And there's ways you can spread your risk in storage close to your home. I mean, there's things that you can do. But no, I am against offshore and overseas storage of gold and silver.
All right, fine. So basically, we need to be diversifying what you have and where you're holding it. Because basically, I've seen so many people that got into these surefire investments. They're going to make them fabulously wealthy. And of course, they were all scams. The one thing about gold and silver, it's not a scam. And looking back over 30 years or 40 years, if I'd simply stayed with gold and silver, I would have certainly done much better than all of the investments that I went into during those years. Now, these get-rich fast schemes usually are really get poor fast schemes. Haven't you found that often to be the case?
Yeah. I mean, if it's too good to be true, and I know there's people, you know, over the years, I'll have someone call me and tell me that they're coming in, that they're going to, you know, be cashing in on this investment that they put, you know, maybe $10,000 in, and their payoff is supposed to be over $1 million. Well, it just never happens. But they're told these promises. Right now, the current one, I believe, is the Iraqi dinar. People put money into that, and they're expecting to, you know, put in $1,500 and walk away with $1 million. It doesn't happen. I can't say it can't happen, but it usually doesn't happen. And I've been, you know, I've seen this happen time and time again over the years, and if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
One more time, let's get your telephone number and your web page out there.
It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com. DGScoins.com.
And our guest has been Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're moving into some very difficult and dangerous times. Make your plans accordingly. Melody, God bless you. We'll talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, the Dr. Stan, we have Joe on the line. Joe's just saying something right now, what would happen if we go into war? What is your question there, Joe?
Well, no, I'm beginning to wonder, I'm trying to figure out or understand. They're buying all this tonnage of gold. To me, it sounds like there's going to have to be a currency that is going to be backed by gold. And I wonder just what kind of a level would they peg their currency to gold at? You know what I mean?
Well, that basically, was, right, they want a solid currency. And the people don't understand our currency is not solid. I'm not even certain we have any gold. We're in for some very real problems, and it may well be that China will take on the position of leadership of the world. Remember, when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. I fear for our country when I think that God is going to bring judgment on us. I really do. We're out of time, Joe. We'll have to call in earlier next time.
Thank you.
God bless. Okay. Fine.
Bye.
This
Bye.
Is Dr. Stan here, and hope you enjoy our conversation with Melody Cederstrom, but she does a good job, and certainly Melody does support Radio Liberty. So if you're in a position to help her, why, we'd appreciate that. And, of course, mention that you heard her at Radio Liberty. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family supporters, we'd like to hear from you. And remember, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day, trying to get people educated and to understand what's going on today. And what is going on today? Well, we have a small little group of people, probably less than a few thousand, who control our country, who control both political parties, who tell us that we have a battle between right and left, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, and it's all phony. They control both political parties at the top, which is why, for instance, the Republicans didn't fight the debt limit there this last week. They simply gave in on it. So we can keep increasing the debt and increasing the debt. And eventually, of course, we simply destroy this country economically. And this is the plan. The Cloward and Piven, look it up on the Internet. Cloward and Piven were two actually hardline communists. And they'd written several articles saying, look, how can we destroy America? Why, we'll simply spend it into oblivion. And that is what both political parties in America are doing. And that's why you have to begin taking steps to protect yourself and your family and whatever you have. And basically, unless God intervenes, I don't see there's any way America is going to survive. But if you'd certainly take to heart the things we talk about, at least hopefully you and your family will be able to survive during the difficult times that lie ahead. And hopefully, of course, we're asking people to get down and pray simply every single day that God will have mercy on this country, will intervene, and will expose the demonic forces that control what's going on today. And if you don't think they're demonic, go to the website trilateral.org, trilateral.org, and look at their logo. It's three sixes joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. Three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Why would they have that? Because they understand. Oh, the master they serve. They serve certainly the dark side, the prince of this world, the prince of darkness. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You certainly need to get James Perloff's new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. That's Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And then, of course, there's certainly Paul McGuire's new book, A Prophecy in the Future of America. Prophecy in the Future of America. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. So we want you to pray for America and simply ask God every day to spend 5 to 10 minutes praying and ask God to intervene and intercede for America. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for certainly my ministry, Radio Liberty, because we're on the front lines of this battle. And quite frankly, we need your protection because we're saying things that could very well bring tremendous forces against us. And there's no way we can survive without God's help. So please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927.
American dream. It's become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about the truth. That's right. It is 12 February. It is Wednesday,